要用这个题目啊，无怜悯仆人的比喻来做我们的互相勉励。
So this afternoon, I'd like to use the parable of the unforgiving sermon to as mutual encouragement for everyone.
啊，我们请翻马太福音十八章。
Let's first turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 18.
马太福音十八章二十一节到三十五节。
Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18, from verses 21 to 35.
请念。马太福音十八章二十一节。
Okay, Matthew chapter 18, verse 21.
二十一节。
Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times?
二十二节。
Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times.
二十三节。
Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants.
二十四节。
As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him.
二十五节。
Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had sold to repay.
二十六节。
26. The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything.
27.
The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go.
28.
But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded.
29.
His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me, and I will pay you back.
30.
But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt.
31.
When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened.
32.
Then the servant, master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I cancel all that debt of yours because you begged me to.
33.
Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
34.
In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed.
35节。
This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
这个是大家很熟的，不能再熟的一个比喻的故事。
This is a parable that I'm sure all you are very, very familiar with.
大家都可以背起来了。
I'm sure you remember it by heart.
可是肯跟大家提这个比喻。
But I've chosen to share this parable with you.
因为有一次我去多米尼加。
Because one time I went to the Dominican Republic.
有个弟兄说，哎，你知不知道最近有一个轰动一时的见证？
A brother told me, have you heard of this very breaking testimony?
他说我不知，我说我不知道。
I said I haven't heard of this.
他说有一个外教会的姐妹。
He said there's a sister who belongs to another Christian denomination.
他见证说神带他去看地狱。
And that person testified that God had brought her to see hell.
他说在地狱里面看到人很痛苦。
And in hell, she can see that everybody there was under great pain.
他说他看到 Michael Jackson.
And she said she saw Michael Jackson there.
他也说他看到那个 John Paul the Second, 就是那个天主教教皇过世那一个。
And she said she also saw Pope John Paul II in there as well.
后来他跟我提到一些明星的名字，我根本不了解，因为我很少去看那些东西，听那些东西。
And then that person listed off a number of other celebrities, none of whom I know.
那这些当然听完以后，可能跟大家有点吓一跳，笑一笑吧。
And then after I heard it, and the person who told me just smiled.
可能就像我们大家一样了，
我
听到了就吓一跳，对不对？后来
我
笑一笑，微笑一下。那么，可是后来他说了下一句话，让我吓一跳。
But the next sentence brought me a great shock.
插入我的心了。
And it pierced my heart.
他说他在地狱里面看到他的曾祖母。
And person in hell, she also saw her great grandmother.
他问主耶稣说：“为什么我的曾祖母会在这里？”
And she asked the Lord Jesus, "Why is my great grandmother in here as well?"
主耶稣回答他用圣经上一句话回答他。
Now Jesus responded to a question with a verse from the Bible.
他说，因为他没有从他心中赦免他的同伴，所以神也没有赦免他。
And Jesus told her that it's because she did not truly forgive her partner from the heart.
那我知道这故事就是刚刚所读的故事。
And this particular quote came from what is said here in this parable.
那么我们就来再一次的深入的查考这个比喻的意思。
So let's take a deeper look at what this parable truly
means. 在马太福音的十八章的十五节主耶稣教导人如何的，就说去跟弟兄和好。
in chapter 18, verse 15 of Matthew, Jesus tells us how to reconcile with our
brothers.
And here Jesus said that if a brother sins against you, you should first let him know privately.
那彼得呢, 听着这些话, 他就问主耶稣在 21节说啊, 那个我弟兄得罪我, 我当饶恕他几次呢? 七次可不可以啊?
And then in verse 21, Peter asked Jesus, how many times should I forgive my brother then? Is 7 times enough?
那主耶稣就回答说, 我对你说, 不是啊, 到七次啊, 乃是七十个七次。
And Jesus answered Peter, I tell you, it's not just 7 times, but 70 times 7 times.
那如果我们是彼得的话, 我们有什么感受? 当主耶稣说七十个七次,
If you were Peter, how would you feel about Jesus' response?
如果彼得是说真的是肉体上七次的话, 那么主耶稣讲七十七次, 他就会想到说490次。
Well, Peter, I thought, 70 times 7 is 490, that's how many times I should forgive.
如果彼得想说这七次是个象征数啊, 那主耶稣讲这个七十个七次, 那又象征数了,那什么意思?
And since 7 is a number, and then 490 is another number, what's the difference?
七是个完全数, complete number, 七十个七次又是一个完全数。
So Peter already mentioned 7, which is a complete number, and 70 times 7, another complete number, so what does it mean here?
那其实这个没有怜悯仆人的比喻啊, 其实这描述主耶稣借这个比喻来讲解 什么叫做70个7次?
And Jesus then used this parable to describe what exactly does 70 times 7 mean.
因为我们不知道主耶稣讲70次是什么意思。
Because we cannot just look at the number and understand what Jesus meant.
那当然有时候有些人对圣经的数目有点了解, 说这个70个是个完全数, 7又是完全数, 说完全乘以完全。
Some people who are more familiar with the Bible can understand its numerologies and say that since 70 are both 7, both numbers are complete numbers, multiplying together.
那什么意思呢? 因为彼得也是说7啊, 我是不是赦免我的弟兄7次? 那也是完全数啊。
And then Peter might ask, well, 7 is already a complete number, so why isn't that not enough?
那我们这个故事里面最主要是这个主人, 还有一个没有怜悯仆人的这个对话, 作为。
This parable centered around a dialogue between a master and his servant.
那么在这故事里面啊, 只有这个主人在赦免啊。
And in the story, only the master was a merciful person.
我们来查考一下到底这个主人如何的来赦免这个仆人, 也教导我们如何怎么用在我们生活上。
Let's study how the master had mercy on his servant and see how it can apply to our lives.
首先呢,这个主人呢, 在算账的时候,有一个人欠他1000万银子。
Here, the parable describes that when the master was settling account with his servants, he found that one of his servants owed him 10,000 talents.
那在英文是说一万他连德的。这个一万他连德,一个他连德啊,就是10,000天的工资。
10,000 talents represent 10,000 days worth of wages.
那说一万他连德就是 10,000 times 10,000.
Oh, so
10,000 times 10,000.
A talent is 10. It's
okay. 比如说好了，一个他连德就是30年的工资了。
Okay, so one talent represents 30 years of wages.
那一万他连德就是10,000个30年的工资。
Then 10,000 talents would require 10,000 times that long to pay back.
那如果我们一天是赚100块。
If we make $100 a day.
我算过了,这个欠的债呢,是 100亿美金。
Then
$10 billion.
Then the value of his debt here is $10 billion.
数目相当多。
It's a very high number.
可能这个债不是一天欠成的,这个可能是累积起来的。
This debt was probably not accumulated in a day's worth of time, but rather over a long period of time.
那这个主人呢, 承担得起啦, 这个主人呢, 赦免他的债。
But the master was merciful and canceled his debt.
那其实这个比喻, 这个钱的数量啊, 其实在告诉我们什么叫做 原谅人七十个妻子。
And the amount of debt shown here is showing how forgiving somebody 70 times 7 times is like.
如果是真的七十个七次的话，就四百九十次。
If it's true literally 70 times 7, then it's total of 490 times.
那很快就用完了。
Then it's really quickly used up.
有人说婚姻呢，就是两个会赦免的人的共合体。
And
所结成的。
And some people describe marriage as a union between two people that are willing to forgive.
当一方面呢不是。一方不赦免的时候啊，这婚姻就开始破裂了。
When one party of this marriage refuses to have forgiveness, then the marriage will begin to fall.
那如果两个人都不赦免的话，那这个绝对是破裂的。
And if both people are willing to forgive, then the marriage is doomed.
想想看，四百九十次，我们什么时候会用完
？If we consider 490, how long will it take for us to use that up?
今天一起来啊，我太太没有，还是我先生啊，没有跟我打招呼。
If you were to wake up and your spouse did not greet you,
还是啊打招呼啊亲我的时候嘴巴没有刷牙，臭得要命。
Or greet you with a kiss when he or she did not brush.
那要刷牙的时候，那个牙刷乱牙膏乱挤啊，挤中间都不把它又挤回去，从底下挤回去。
Or say if your spouse did not squeeze your toothpaste from the middle, but from the end, but from the middle.
后来呢，又这个唠叨起来了，配合唠叨。
Or began to gossip,
nagging.
Or began to nag.
唠叨完了，后来就发脾气了。
And after nagging, the spouse breaking into a temper.
声音又高起来。
And then raise his or her voice.
这个我看了一天了，可能不到一个月，我告诉你，四百九十四就用光了。
I'm sure within a month that 490, the transgressions will all be used up.
我们。不是要准备四百九十次啊，我们可能要准备一百亿次啊。
We not only had to forgive somebody 490 times, but probably 10 billion times.
这个才可能够用啊。
Only then will it probably be enough.
如果四百九十次的话，很快的我们婚姻就破裂了。
If we only allocated 490 forgivenesses, then our marriage will break up pretty quickly.
在教会里面也是难免会互相的得罪。
And likewise, in church, it is practically inevitable that we will sin against other brothers and sisters.
如果没有赦免的话，同样的会发生的情况，不是他不来教会，不然就是我不来教会。
And we do not have a heart of forgiveness, then it'll be either one of the party who will stop coming to church.
那么圣经里面这个没有怜悯心的仆人呢，他有个同伴欠他十两银子，这个差不多是一百天的工资的价钱。
And then this servant had a fellow servant who owned 100 denarii, which is about 100 days worth.
这十两银子是相当等于今天的一万块美金。
The amount of that in modern day terms is about $10,000.
那么我们做把这个主人和这个没有怜悯心仆人做个比较一下。
So if we compare this master and the unforgiving servant,
为什么这个主人可以赦免他的仆人这么多的债务，而可是这个仆人呢，没法去赦免他的一个同伴，只是欠他不多了，算多，可是不是那么多的钱。
How is it that the master can forgive his servant for a far bigger debt than the servant was able to with a smaller debt?
是因为心的缘故。
The reason is because of the heart.
如果我们有心要去赦免人。
If we have the heart to forgive other people,
如果没有能力的话，不管怎么多，我们都会赦免。
Then it doesn't matter how much that person sinned against us, we'll be able to forgive them.
可是没有怜悯的话，再怎么少啊，连一块钱的话，也是要叫他还得一干二净。
But if we do not possess a heart of mercy, then no matter how small the transgression, we will demand that other person pay back.
所以这个不是在乎多。还是少，而在乎是我们有什么样的心呢
？So what if we can forgive someone is not based on how much that person is indebted to us, but what our hearts.
我们今天要去来审查我们自己，我们的心是不是像主人那么宽宏大量，还是呢，我们心像这个没有怜悯心的仆人，这个心中好狭窄
？So we should examine our heart to see if our heart is as big and loving as the master or somebody or it's not as stringent as that servant.
啊，如果我们心受狭窄的话，我们迟早啊，啊会走上这个没有怜悯心、没有怜悯心仆人的道路和结果。
If our heart is stringent or narrow, then we'll end up just like this unforgiving servant.
啊，有时候我们觉得我们的痛苦的确很大，人得罪我们的确很大。
Sometimes we can feel that the sting from somebody sinning against us is very great indeed.
所以我们觉得说我们不能去原谅别人。
And it's because of this pain that we cannot find ourselves, get ourselves to forgive other people.
可是我们想想看啊，我们的受的苦有没有比主耶稣还要大？
But we think about it, is our pain any greater than that of Jesus?
啊，主耶稣被人羞辱啊，衣服脱得一干二净，被悬在空中上给人看。
Jesus was tortured and then stripped of his clothing and then hung up high for all to see.
我相信我们没有这种情况。
I don't think none of us are going through this kind of circumstance.
我们哪一个人有被鞭打，后来钉在十字架上，头在荆棘的冠冕，手和脚有钉子扎着？
Has any of us been whipped and then nailed on our hands and feet and then forced to wear a crown of thorns?
到底有几个人啊，像主耶稣那种被人家出卖
？How many of us has been sold by other people just like Jesus? Betrayed.
啊，他不只是被犹大出卖，他也被他自己的同胞出卖了。他的同胞说：“钉死他，钉死他。”
Not only was he betrayed by Judas, but also betrayed by his own race, who demanded that he be crucified.
其实我们所受的苦难，真的没有比主耶稣大。
The truth is, the suffering that any kind of suffering we've gone through is cannot match that of Christ.
可是有时候我们常常觉得我们受的苦难比主耶稣还要大。
But a lot of times we feel that the suffering that we've gone through is greater than His.
可是主耶稣在十字架上怎么说呢
？But what did Jesus say when He was on the cross?
他说：“父啊，原谅他们，他们不知道他们在做什么。”
He said, "Father, forgive them, for they now know what they have done."
啊，所以真的，我们别人得罪我们，真的是。没办法跟主耶稣，就说别人得罪我们，和我们跟得罪主耶稣啊，没办法比较了。
So the magnitude at which others sin against us is no match to how much we had sinned against God.
那我算过，这个中文是说一千万银子和十两银子，那英文是说一万他连德，还有这个一百天的工资啊，都是这个比例都一样的，都是一对一百万的比例。
The ratio of 10,000 talents to 100 denarii is 1 million to 1.
啊，所以我们觉得别人怎么得罪我们，我是觉得说，我们跟神比较起来，我们得罪神啊，是一百万对一啊的比率啊。
So likewise, I believe that the amount of other people have sinned against us versus that of us against God is.
因为别人得罪我们的时候只是暂时，因为他们不会常常在我们旁边。
When other people sin against us, then the effect is only temporary because they won't be around.
可是我们常常活在神的面前啊，做一些事情，说一些话，想一些东西啊，得罪神。
But we are always in the presence of God, and we often find ourselves sinning against and doing things that we shouldn't.
神很爱我们，他看到我们做这些事情，他心里很伤痛。
God loves us, and He feels great pain when we sin against Him.
所以第一个这个77次的含义啊。就是啊，这个数目啊，相当的大，主人都原谅了。
So the point of 70 times 7 is to show that regardless of how much we sin against God, our Master, He will still forgive us.
不管多少次啊。
It doesn't matter how many times.
那第二，这个原谅呢，在27节告诉我们说啊，我们要有怜悯心啊。
And the second thing that this number tells us is that we should have a heart of mercy.
在27节这里。这个仆人就拜他说、啊：“主人宽容我，我都要还清。”那个27节说、啊：“那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，就并且免了他的债。”
After the servant begged his master for mercy, in verse 27, the master forgave him.
其实这个主人不用动慈心了、啊，他主人可以跟他说：“哦，既然你求我说要把债务还完，好，可以啊，我就让你还吧。”
And the master could have just said to the servant.Well, if you are willing to pay back everything, then fine, I'll give you the time to do it.
啊，这种可能也是一种怜悯吧。
And that's the case, then maybe it's, it can be considered a type of mercy as well.
可是如果主人这样说，好，我等你还完，我看那个仆人呢，可能回去自杀了，因为债务太多了，怎么还？
I'm sure even the master gave him all the time to repay that debt, the servant probably won't be able to have the time to do it. He might just might as well go.
因为他那种心理压力太大了。
Because the pressure to pay that debt will be too great.
所以这个主人就动了慈心，这个主人知道这个仆人这种心理上压力啊，他就说好了，我帮你付了。
So the master understood the pressure that the servant will go in repaying that debt, so he just simply said to the servant, okay, your debts are canceled.
我们可以看到说这个主人啊，帮这个仆人啊，做一件好的很好的事情啊，帮他还债。
So we can see that the master did something very, very loving for the servant here.
所以这个故事，这个比喻告诉我们说，我们在赦免人的时候，我们赦免人的时候，绝对要有这种慈心啊。
So it, the story teaches us that in order to forgive others, we must have this heart of mercy and compassion.
啊，可能大家可能不太同意说，为什么我赦免他，我还要有慈心对他呢？
And we, you might wonder why is it so important for us to have mercy and compassion as well when we forgive.
我就讲个比喻好了。
Let me say.
啊，如果我们先生得罪了太太。
Let me give an example. If a husband sins against his wife.
那太太说好，我赦免你。
And the wife said, "Fine, I will forgive you."
可是呢，从此以后我不跟你说话。
But for now on, I won't speak with you anymore.
我不会帮你煮饭。
I will not cook anything for you.
我不跟你睡觉。
And I won't sleep with you anymore.
我不会做任何好事在你身上，我也不跟你微笑。
I will not do anything nice for you, and I will not even smile at you.
那请问一下，你会不会觉得得到赦免
？Then, if you were the husband, will you feel forgiven?
我想不会吧。
I don't think so.
同样的，反过来，先生说我赦免你，可是他说我不给你钱，我不赚钱，我不帮助家庭一切的事情，我看这个也不是完全的赦免了。
Oh, the husband said to his wife who was sinning against him, said, "Fine, but for now, I won't give you any of the money I made. I won't help you with this and that. Will that be considered mercy?"
其实我们所讲的没有违背圣经的话语。
What we say here is not against what the Bible tells us.
我们来看一下这个《路加福音》，我们放个书签在《马太福音》，好不好？
Let's leave a bookmark here, Matthew chapter 18.
好，我们看《路加福音》第六章。
Until the Luke chapter 6,
27节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 27.
主耶稣也教导我们这样做。
Luke chapter 6, verse 27. Jesus also taught us the same here.
路加福音第六章二十七节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 27.
到三十节。
27 to 30.
只是我告诉你们，这听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好啊。是二十八节。咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。二十九节。有人打你这边的脸，连那边的脸也有他打；有人夺你的外衣，连你衣也有他拿去。三十节。凡求你的就给他，有人夺你的东西去，不用再要回来。那这里其实都是对那些仇敌啊。
So here, Jesus described how you show mercy to your enemies.
那我们现在提我们该怎么做
？So now let's talk about what can we do.
所以我们不只是赦免他，我们还对他有慈心。
We not only forgive them, but also have a heart of compassion toward them.
其实有四个方法，最少了。
There's at least four ways.
啊，第一个就是借着唱赞美诗来提醒我们自己。
First is to use hymns and sing them as a way of reminder. Just as hymn 435, the one we just sang.
主耶稣为什么会来牺牲他自己来拯救我们呢？
Why did the Lord Jesus Christ choose to sacrifice his own life for us?
我们世上有时候人是这样子，他做错事他活该，他要受惩罚，让他受。
From the point of the world, when somebody said that somebody sins, then we can say that, well, this is his own fault. He deserves whatever he receives.
我们甚至还说该死。
We even say that that person deserves to die.
可是主耶稣呢？他不是这样子。
But that's not how Jesus view things.
就像四百三十五所说，他不只看到我们的错误，他也看到我们的需要。
The hymn 435 describes he looked beyond my fault and saw my need.
所以这作者说他要常常去看那个 Calvary 就是哥哥他上。
And so the hymn's author then continues to write, "There I shall lift my eyes to Calvary."
就是说我们常常去回想、思想主耶稣啊， 是怎么为我们上这个骷髅山上啊，为我们死，来赦免我们，来拯救我们。
And by lifting his eyes to Calvary, he means that he often reflect on how Jesus died for him.
那我们就很容易的可以对别人有慈心啊。
And then if we have this imagery always, then it will be easy for us to forgive others.
因为主耶稣这样对待我们。
Because that's how Jesus had treated us.
我们要脱离这个人的这个缺点啊，就是啊，只看到人的错误，不知道他们为什么会这样做，为什么他们有这个需要。
We should learn to overlook other people's weaknesses and look at, instead look at why they are that way.
那第二呢，我们要祷告啊。
Secondly, we should pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
如果没办法赦免，这可能只是表现说我们还没被圣灵充满。
If we are unable to forgive, then it probably just means that we're not filled with Holy Spirit.
的时候，我们有神的性情，会有慈心。
Because when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we'll have the heart of God and the heart to forgive others.
第三就是听到啊，读圣经啊，我们就学习神要我们怎么做。
The third is to listen to sermons and read the Bible to understand God's will for us.
我们学习神的个性。
When we can learn from the character.
最后啊，第四个方法啊，大家可以，这是我用的方法了。
The final
其中之一的
method is one among many that we use.
就是我相信神是公义的。
Is to believe that God is just.
我相信大家相信神是公义，可是有时候我们忘记了。
I'm sure we all believe that God is just, but sometimes we forget.
其实当人做错的事，只要人做错一件事情得罪我们了，如果他不悔改的话，神要他下地狱，被火烧，被虫咬，折磨他永永远远。
Whenever somebody sins against us and that person refuses to repent, then his punishment is to be sent to hell to endure suffering.
想看。那个人不可怜吗？
Wouldn't that be such a sad ending for that person?
如果你觉得他不可怜，没问题，我们就想说，我如果是那一个人的话，我得罪人哦，我也得罪人，我不只是别人得罪我，我也得罪人，得罪神，我也要下地狱，永永远远的被火烧，被虫咬，折磨着。
If we still can't feel compassion for that person, then we should just put ourselves into that person's shoes. Why if we're the one that's being sent to hell to be punished and tortured?
真的，我听很多那个人家下地狱的故事啊，我有时候把自己想成我是那个人，我真的想说，真的很痛苦。
Oftentimes, try to picture myself when I hear other stories of other people who has gone through hell. I try to picture somebody who's actually going to hell.
因为这个地狱是人没有去想象到的啦。
Hell itself is impossible to imagine.
可是我从圣经上，还有从别人见证听到，其实真的是。无法形容，是世上太恐怖、太受痛苦的地方，是地上没办法想象到的。
But even from the accounts in the Bible and from other people's testimony, it's a place of suffering that's even too that's with suffering that's too great to comprehend.
如果你来到我家，在凤凰城，在夏天的时候啊，你可能会体验到啊，那个凤凰城有多热，热到125度。
If you gone to my house in Phoenix in the summer, you would,You probably experience 125 degree weather.
你就想说你是坐在这车上的铁板上啊，后来那边晒个八个小时。
You were to lay on the roof of a car and then sunbathe there for 8 hours.
那个铁板呢，可以把蛋煮熟。
The steel on the car's roof will be able to cook an egg.
那边热到啊，你流不出汗来，在外面流不出汗来，为什么？因为一流汗马上就蒸发掉了。
And so hard that you can't sweat because all the sweat will evaporate once it leaves your skin.
晒个十五分钟就可以头晕了。
And once you have been there for 15 minutes, then you already feel.
何况是永远的。
How about forever?
那因为小弟啊，这个脊椎骨不太好，所以去被推拿。
My spine is not very good, so.
Go to chiropractor.
So I had to go to chiropractor.
那这个推拿不是按摩，这个按摩和推拿是两回事啊。
Going to a chiropractor is not about getting a massage.
那个去这个推拿师啊，他说啊，很多人去他那边啊，他说啊，那个房间他推拿的房间啊，应该放个招牌。
And many people who've been to the chiropractor say that the answer to the chiropractor's clinic should have a sign that reads，
说是屠杀室。
It's a torture facility.
Slaughterhouse.
A slaughterhouse.
因为啊，每个人去推磨就哀叫的。
because everybody who's gone to receive treatment will all be crying out loud.
我受过推拿的都知道我在讲什么。
Well, also, if you've been through a chiropractor, should know what I'm talking about.
所以那个地狱会比推拿还痛苦。
And I can assure you that hell will be much more dreadful than a chiropractor's office.
所以你不觉得那些人很可怜吗？
So would you feel pity for these people?
他们所做的和他们所受的痛苦，真的没法相称啊。
Can you feel that their punishment justify what they did?
Okay. 可是神给人家悔改的机会。
But God has given us all an opportunity to repent.
神也给我们时间去赦免别人。
God has also given us the opportunity and time to forgive.
这是第一个含义，就是说赦免的时候也要有慈爱、慈心。
So the first point that we should take away from this is that we should have a heart of compassion when we forgive.
我们看第三点，这主人怎么赦免这仆人。
Now let's look at how a third way how the master has forgiven his servant.
35节说，你们个人若不从心里，这个马太福音十八章35节，你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
And verse 35 of chapter 18 of Matthew says, this is how my heavenly father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
我们常常说，我们要从我心中原谅别人。
You often say that we should forgive others from our own hearts.
请问，什么叫做从心中原谅别人？
So what is forgiving somebody from your heart?
那我们从负面来看，
Let's look at it from a negative point of view.
就说，做什么样事的人，就是没有从心中原谅别人。
What would you do in order to not forgive someone from your heart?
首先我们观察，如果人家得罪我们的时候，我们有些人呢，就会想要报复。
When somebody is wronged by another person, the person who is wronged may plot revenge.
最通常的报复就是说怀着恶意去毁谤人，说他的坏话。
And to have revenge of somebody means to harm that person with malice.
当然有时候有些事情我们说的就是说用意不是说坏话，只是说把事实说出来。可是我现在假如说报复就是恶意要去毁谤那个人，加盐加醋，他本来这么坏，说把他说的更坏。
And one way of revenge is to say bad things about other people. And sometimes we might be just speaking the truth, but oftentimes we may choose to add exaggerations.
那么这个报复，这说坏话、说毁谤的话是通常见的事情了。那更深一层呢，就是国语有一句话说了，君子报仇，十年不晚。
taking revenge by words is one thing, but another, this is saying that that revenge.
Gentlemen can take 10 years to revenge.
Vengeance by a gentleman can take more than 10 years.
就是说，这个君子，就说还是跟你微笑，还可以打招呼，可是他没有忘，只要哪一天你落在他手里面，他会报复。
And what this saying means is that even if somebody's a gentleman and can easily be nice and polite toward you, but you ever will find yourself on his wrong side, then he will take advantage of you.
这个报复有不同的手段，有些很粗鲁，有些很明显，就是说你做的，有些人做的都不知道。
The method that somebody may use to take revenge against you might be different. Some may be obvious, others may be a lot more subtle.
不久以前，这个日本和中国在为这个钓鱼台一个岛在吵架。
A couple months ago, Japan and China was arguing over the islands of Senkaku.
那么这个日本说这是他的岛，所以有一个中国船钓这个渔船去那边，他就把它抓起来。
Japan can't claim sovereignty over the island, so when the Chinese fishing boat went there, the Japanese detained the crew.
那中国要把人要回来以后呢，就说我们现在有个规矩，我们要把这个稀土，这个 rare earth， 这个不能随便乱卖，因为我们自己要保留，所以我们要限制。这个就是针对日本人说，觉得说那是针对我，如果你不卖给我的话，那我们经济就垮，快要垮了。
And then China adopted a policy that make it harder to sell rare earth to Japan, and that can be seen as a type of revenge.
那报纸是说这中国不是了，我本来就有这个计划了。
And then China claimed the newspaper to the press that this has been planned all along.
可是我相信很多日本人不相信这个是碰巧啊，这是故意的了。
But many Japanese, I'm sure, did not believe that to be a coincidence.
同样的，不管是这个是粗的还是细的，我们都不能做啊。
And same way, it doesn't matter whether revenge is obvious or subtle, we shouldn't do it.
因为做的话，你想看这种君子报仇十年不晚，这种君子可以去天国吗？
Because if a gentleman can exact revenge for 10 years, then do you think that gentleman will make it to heaven?
我想不会的，所以我们不要做那种君子。
I don't think so. So let's not learn from that saying.
那么还有一种君子，还有一种人啊，就是报仇啊，就是说如果我们得罪他不是死罪的话了，就说我们得罪他，可是他就是拿这个我们所做错事情啊，一直抓着不放。
And for some other people, if we sin against them, then they will hold on to our offense forever.
就讲个故事比喻好了。
To elaborate, I have a story.
假设啦，这是假设啦。
This is just an example. It's not true.
如果说我得罪了一个姐妹。
Let's say if I sin against a sister.
那我做错不是犯死罪啊，我做错事情。后来我完全改变了，过了五年后我完全改变。
And I did something wrong. It's not sin that leads to death. After 5 years, I changed.
那改变以后呢？那我跟这个姐妹道歉。
And after I changed for the better, I apologized to the sister.
这个姐妹，当然呢，当我做坏事的时候，她就说这个弟兄不能做圣工，因为他。不能做圣工了，也不能做宗教教育老师，因为我这个人做错坏事。
And his sister has said that because his brother has sinned, and therefore he can't perform major holy work in the church.
那我真的改变了，完全改变了。那我求这个姐妹原谅。这个姐妹还是跟别人讲说，这个人不能做宗教教育老师，不能做任何圣工，因为他做错事情。
And if I repent, apologize to that sister, and that sister continues to insist I can't perform major holy work in the church.
好。那我说好，那我可不可以再承受五年的惩罚
？And then I said to her, fine. Then I'll take 5 more years of punishment.
过了五年后，你可不可以赦免我
？If I after 5 years, will you forgive me?
后来过真的过了，总共过了十年后啊，这个姐妹说还是不行，我还没有，你还是不能做，因为啊，你做错事情。
And if that 5 years have passed, and the sister still refuses to forgive.
好，那请问要多少年呢？我这个。我才能做圣工，因为我不做圣工，我觉得我很空虚。
Then I ask you, how long should I be able to wait? Because I will feel empty if I'm not to be able to.
再过个十年好不好
？Then how about another 10 years?
可是二十年后还是不行。
What if it's still no?
你会不会觉得这个人很残忍？就是说，当然他受伤，他要需要安慰，我当然做错，可是这个姐妹也需要辅导啊。
Would you feel hurt that way? Of course.If I sin against that sister, then that sister had right to feel pain. But when she had, but she also had responsibility to forgive.
这个姐妹我看也要需要辅导啊。
Well, this sister will also need some counseling.
因为她一直在过在过去，她没办法得到释放，她也没办法去释放别人。
She will need counseling because she continued to be stuck in her past and refused to let it go.
那其实这种悲剧的两方面都到最后没有人得到益处，就像这故事里面啊，这个仆人他的同伴坐监牢，他自己也坐监牢。
And if this continues, then there's no closure for either party. Just like for this servant, his fellow servant, both of whom are in prison.
那有时候我们有时候夫妻吵架，有些人算旧账嘛，对不对？你以前怎么样怎么样，一个一个算，我还没忘记哦，我要说给你听哦，你有多糟糕。
And sometimes when a person wrong gets another person, that other person will keep a record of wrongs of that person.
当然，人不会忘记。可是，如果我们赦免的话，我们不会去提他了。
Of course, it's impossible for sometimes for us to forget. But when we forget others, we will not actively remind ourselves of what other people did wrong against us.
所以。如果我们做这些事的话，其实我们在报仇啊，我们没有真的从心中赦免。
So if we try to exact revenge on other people, then we haven't truly forgiven them, in our hearts.
就像这个这些人的，就像这个有个同伴啊，欠他100块，啊不，这个100天工资，他揪着他脖子要他还，你不还我就要惩罚你。
Just like this unforgiving servant, he choked his fellow servant and demanded that he pay his debt back.
那到最后两个人就是两败俱伤。
And at the end, it's a tragedy for both parties.
好，那么我们该怎么做才会从我们心中完全饶恕他们呢？
So what should we do in order to truly forgive others from our heart?
我们来看哥罗西书第三章的十三节。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 3 verse 13.
哥罗西书第三章十三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 13.
哥罗西书三章十三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 13.
哥罗西书三章十三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 13.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎么样饶恕你们，你们也要怎么样饶恕人。请念一次。
Chapter 3 verse 13. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievousness you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
啊，这里告诉我们的秘诀，如何饶恕别人，从我们心中饶恕别人。
Here it provides a pointer on how to forgive other people.
啊，就是啊，我们去想主耶稣怎么饶恕我们。
And that is to reflect on how Jesus has forgiven us.
主耶稣原谅我们啊，真的是我们洗礼时候啊，我不管犯多少罪，主耶稣都原谅。
When we are baptized, it doesn't matter how many sins we have committed against the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们受洗完后呢，还是犯罪，我们求神原谅，神也是原谅我们。
After baptism, even if we sin, as long as we pray to God asking for mercy, He will forgive us.
我看有时候聪明人啊，真的是太聪明了，自己害自己。
Some people are so smart, they are harmless.
其实这个没有怜悯心的仆人，他已经赚到什么100亿美金的钱了，因为这个主人赦免他。
If we look at the unforgiving servant.The fact that he already been forgiven by his master means that he already earned $10 billion.
可是他没有去看他所得到的，他只是去看那个什么他所失去的那一万块钱美金而已。
But he didn't look at what he already gained. Instead, he looked at what he has lost through.
他是个聪明人，他要得什么呢？他是要得100亿1万块美金。
嗯，
他什么都要。
He being a smart person, he wanted everything, even that additional $10,000.
其实这个他已经得到100亿，这个1万块只是100万的之一而已啊。
He already earned $10 billion, and what he would lose is only 1 millionth of what he had gained.
所以就像是说100万块钱只丢掉一块钱而已。
It's like earning $1 million and only losing $1.
我们常常忘记神多给我们多少恩典，我们常常去看到说啊，人。欠我们多少？我们哪里不足
？We often forget about the massive amount of blessings that God has given us, and choose to only focus on what others owe us.
所以导致于我们没办法去赦免别人。
And this causes us not to have the heart to forgive other people.
那么，我知道赦免人有时候很困难。
I know that forgiving others is hard sometimes.
我想跟大家讲个故事一下，很快。
I would like to give a quick story.
啊，有一个。乞丐啊，他向神求。
There's a beggar who prayed to God.
那有一天神跟他说啊，好，我给你你所要的，不管你所求什么，可是我给别人两倍。
And then God said that, okay, I'll give you whatever you ask, but whatever you I give to you, I will give twice as much to others.
他想想看，不对啊，那神给我100块钱，那别人200块，那我是不是世界上最穷的人呢、啊？人家都比我多。
And then the banker starts thinking, well, if God gave me $100, that means everybody else gets $200. Wouldn't that make me the poorest person in the world?
比如说我求个太太，那别人有两个太太，嗯，不行
的。If I ask for a wife and other people gets 2 wives, wouldn't that?
要用房子，别人有2栋房子。
Or if I get a house and other people get 2 houses.
好，他想到一点，他说，好了，神啊，请你把我一颗眼睛挖掉。
And then finally the banker says, okay.How about this guy? How about if you take one of my eyes?
啊，所以别人全部都瞎眼嘛。
Then everybody else will be blind.
他最富有了，他有金 有眼睛可以看得到。
Now he'll be the best off since he still has one eye.
我相信没有人会像这个笨乞丐这样求吧。
I'm sure none of us will ask just as that beggar asked.
他其实，当我们要去报复人的时候，不赦免人的时候，其实我们就像这个穷乞丐一样。
The truth is, when we try to exact revenge on other people, then we're just like this beggar.
好处不得，要的时候两败俱伤。
We don't want any good, but only to create more evil and harm.
两败俱伤就是 all suffer.
We only want everybody to suffer.
这个是很愚蠢的方法。
And this is a very foolish way of doing things.
所以主耶稣讲这个没有怜悯心仆人的比喻其实在描述三点什么叫做完全的赦免，什么叫做原谅人七十个七次。
So Jesus used a parable now of forgiving servant to describe three ways to forgive others.
我知道赦免很困难。
I know that forgiveness oftentimes is very hard.
我自己也承受过。
And I experienced this before.
我相信大家都有承受过。
I'm sure that all of us have at some point.
神要我们克服这个我们软弱。
God wants us to overcome this type of weakness.
因为当我们克服这个软弱的时候，我们觉得说我们心灵上在灵性上长大了。
Because when we overcome this weakness, then we can feel like we have matured spiritually.
神还有很多的福气要浇在我们身上。
God still has a lot of blessings that He wants to shower upon us.
可是有时候是因为我们没有赦免别人而挡住神的恩典。
But oftentimes it's because we refuse to forgive other people that prevents God from blessing us.
所以我们早日学会，那么我们早日过着喜乐、平安、充实的生活。
So the quicker we learn to forgive, the quicker we'll be able to experience this life of peace and joy.
其实我们每个人受洗，其实就跟神立了约了。
When we are baptized, we enter into a covenant or a deal with God.
这个约呢，就是说我们要尽我们的责任去赦免别人，神也会尽他的责任来赦免我们。
And our part of the bargain is that we will do our best to forgive others, and then God's part is that He will forgive us.
因为人没有一个是完全的。
Because none of us are perfect.
所以我们要彼此的原谅。
So we should learn to forgive each other.
那千万告诉大家，不要乱用神的话，也不要乱用我的话。
And so,
我所讲的。
So ask everyone not to misuse God's word nor anything that I said.
神教导我们要赦免别人。God、不是我们不要去教导别人说，哎，你要赦免我，圣经上是这样告诉你的哦。
The God has taught us to forgive other people, but we should not use this to force others to forgive us.
这个有时候误会，这个人有时候读圣经不知道怎么读的，我也不知道。
I don't know how people come to such conclusions.
好，神教导我们赦免别人，不是叫别人赦免我们。
God teaches us to forgive others, not that others should forgive us.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing him.
436首。
Hymn 436.